guys. As you may have noticed, we recently started including ads in our episodes. There are two 30-second ad slots, one near the beginning of the show and one right at the end. Spotify's ad program matches us with its advertisers and inserts their advertising into our show. We don't get to pick which ads run specifically, but we do get to say which categories of advertising we are and are not open to. We've already done a lot of pre-screening, so you shouldn't hear any ads for the Department of Defense, for example, which I swear I heard on another podcast the other day. But please let us know if there is an ad running that you think we would have a problem with, and we'll look into it. Patreon members can now access ad-free versions of our free episodes through our Patreon feed. To sign up, go to patreon.com/liecheatandsteal. Here's a free preview of our most recent subscriber-only episode.
So this is just a story of a nation. I was writing this out, and I was like, what if a nation's entire modern history was one big Henry Hill moment?
Oh, no. Okay, I'm excited to hear what we're going to talk about today. Yeah. I feel like I might know, but let's go.
Have you ever heard of the Pacific Island country of Nauru?
Yes. Okay, this is what I thought we were going to talk about. I know a little bit about them, and it's a bummer. It's real.
Yeah, it's a bummer, man. It's talking about if you want to talk about spending wisely when you have a windfall to prepare yourself for the future. These guys are you need to go back and look at. So we're gonna get into this is we're gonna talk about the resource curse and this island had a resource. I mentioned this book on the podcast before. It's called How to Hide an Empire. And I found it on like a leftist TikTok channel. Listened to the audiobook when I was on the road last year. Really cool. But they talked about America's interest in Guano Islands. I was like, I want to do an episode about that. And then I forgot about it. And this popped up, which was separate to that, but also a Guano Island, but not one of the U.S.'s holdings. And that's just one small detail of this.
Do you happen to remember what the U.S. Guano Island holdings are?
Well, we no longer have them, but I want to say it was out in the Pacific. I want to say it was in Micronesia. It might have been like American Samoa. I'd have to look that up. But we basically had these islands that were covered in phosphate because of centuries and millennia of bird droppings on them.
Yeah, it's like bats and birds, and it's phosphate. That's what's in it that makes it valuable.
It's a phosphate stone, and these guys had a lot of it, and they just they balled out. I'll give them that. But they are at one point Nauru was the world's wealthiest nation, not just for like a year, it was for several decades. Wow. It was the world's wealthiest nation. It is now the world's poorest nation, if not the.
Wow. So yeah. How many? I guess okay. So 12,500 people live there. So yeah, you don't need like a huge GDP to keep all those people comfortable.
Yeah, these guys were like living with an insane amount of money. They were talking about buying $10 of groceries with a $50 bill and just leaving the change.
Yeah.
Nobody gave a shit. We'll get into some of the fun details.
Like this, it sort of reminds me of like a petro state, like Bahrain or something, where they have so much oil that like people who live in Bahrain don't pay taxes, you know, because it's like, well, the government owns all the oil, so they don't need to charge people additional money.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. They pay for your own things. Yeah. So this one, I want to cite this. I'm going to be reading from a few articles, but one of them is from it's a YouTube article. I'm sorry. It is a YouTube video by a channel that is coming up right now. I just want to make sure I give them a shout out. It is called The Nation That Lost Everything by Casual Scholar.
Cool.
And I stumbled across this randomly and was like, oh, holy crap, that sounds like a really interesting episode. So, let's go ahead and dive right into the story of Nauru. Just a real roller coaster ride for a country's history. So, in the middle of the vast Pacific Ocean, far away from anything and anyone else, lies a tiny speck of land that once again captured global attention. Buried within endless piles and pages of a bankruptcy court filing, a loan memo. This has a tie to one of our other stories as well. This place, it changed hands quite a bit. At one point, it was being considered to be purchased by one Sam Bankman-Fried.
Whoa, interesting.
Yeah, he was going to buy it, he said, as a safe haven for effective altruists in the event of a cataclysm that caused 51 to 99% of the population to be destroyed. And
okay, so I have a few things to say about that. Number one, I feel like as disastrous as this place, you know, as this place's recent history has been, adding effective altruists to the mist, to the mix would not be helpful. Like, they're going to fuck it up even more, for sure.
Oh, of course. Guaranteed. Well, this is what their plans were. They had an idea for, first of all, it was going to be able to house Sam Bankman-Fried.
Of course.
Also, has anybody ever said this? The headline should have said, Sam Bankman-Fried.
Yeah, there you go. Get that New York Post job.
Yeah. So they were going to have room for him, all of his friends, so three people, and then all of the FTX board.
Yeah.
And also, and then they were going to have a huge underground bunker and a human genetic enhancement laboratory that was going to explore the ethical implications of human genetic enhancement.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and say the ethical implications are that is not ethical. There we go. Don't do that.
Yeah. I was told my roommate about that. He was like, so eugenics? I was like, yeah, I know for sure. It was going to be eugenics laboratory.
Effective altruism eventually ends up there, I think, at eugenics.
Yeah.
But the other thing I was going to say about this, like, that's obviously my first problem. My second problem is, if there's a cataclysmic event that wipes out most of the population, I feel like it's mostly also gonna make a tiny island in the South Pacific not be a place where you could live anymore. Namely, it's going to mostly be underwater, I'm gonna guess.
That's already happening.
Yeah,
it's already
given,
it's
like when he says we're gonna build something underground, I'm like, you can't build something underground on like an atoll in the South Pacific. If you go 3 feet underground, you're in the ocean. Like, that's doesn't work.
Anyway. Cybertruck logic, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all Cybertruck logic, man. So Nauru's allure wasn't just in its isolation for him. It was also in its palpable desperation. For two decades, life on this remote island has been marked by hopelessness. A quarter of its population engulfed in poverty. There was a time when the unemployment was 90%. The island is strewn with dilapidated homes, eroding infrastructure, rusting cars, and rotting garbage lines, the country's only two roads.
And this is how it is now.
This is how it is now. Okay. So this is probably why he thought he'd be able to grab it up.
Yeah, definitely.
The nation's once fertile interior has given way to a desolate moonscape scattered with bizarre, razor-sharp gray coral spikes. The reliance on imported and processed canned foods has led to a dramatic decline in health. Currently, it holds the grim distinction of having the world's highest rate of diabetes, approximately 40% of the island, highest obesity rate, and lowest life expectancy rate.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, it's the South Pacific's own little slice of San Antonio.
You're listening to a preview of a Patreon-only episode of Lie, Cheat, and Steal. Hear the rest of this episode and listen to our extensive back catalog of over 100 Patreon exclusives. Sign up at patreon.com/liecheatandsteal. For $5 a month, you get an ad-free version of our free episodes, as well as a Patreon-only episode every other Thursday. Thanks for listening, and don't get caught.